Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back here in Studio A with my guest, of course, for her regular visit with me, which is always exciting because there's always something going on with the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Jamie Church is here from the Chamber to celebrate the month of March with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Thank you.
I just got back from vacation a few days ago and back in the...
Not just any vacation.
In the groove. Yes.
Not just any vacation. Grandbaby vacation.
Yes. We were actually there to watch our grandchildren while their parents took a little much-needed vacation. And let me tell you...
How about that?
Goodness, I'm exhausted. No, we're great.
But well, we got back.
Yeah, we got back a few days ago. Glad to be back at the office and back here on the station. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And it's great to have you here and
thank
have
you.
Some time with the grandkids, of course.
Yes.
And see how they're growing like weeds, I'm sure.
Yes, my goodness. Yes, they are. So, and it's funny you say growing like weeds and time passing. I can't believe we're already in March. I mean, we are talking about a coffee that's happening March 15th. That's middle of March. I mean, the year is flying by. So,
We
just had a focus on Farmington Coffee at the Quality Center for Business. That was in February. And
so
very
kind of
well attended.
Kind of celebrating their fifth anniversary, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that it?
Yes. So for the Makerspace.
Makerspace, that's right.
Again, anybody who's listening who couldn't come to the coffee or does not know what the Makerspace is, just schedule an appointment. They'll give you a tour. And it's a great way for anybody who's wanting to use a piece of machinery. It could be a laser printer. It could be a 3D printer. They've got wood carving things. They have industrial sewing machines. So let's say you really have a project in mind or a product in mind,
right,
and you don't want to go to the expense of purchasing this big piece of equipment, you can get a membership and use their equipment. Plus, they'll show you how to do it.
Right.
So it's a really great resource here on the campus of San Juan College. And so if you didn't make it and you keep hearing about the Big Idea Makerspace, they will give you a tour.
Very true.
It was great. We had a huge turnout at that coffee. So,
big turnout. And
yes.
You had tours and everything. It was really a lot of fun. I have a project that I'm thinking about taking over there. So
do you?
I'll have to report back and see.
Me too. I have one too.
I have a wooden piece from an antique grandfather clock, and it has four of these things, and one is missing.
Okay.
And I'm thinking if I take in the one that's still there, they could maybe scan it or figure out how to duplicate it and put it on the lathe and have the thing maybe make a new one. So
I bet they absolutely could.
That's what I'm going to go see. So I'll report back and let you know.
Yes,
if it
we would like to see
not.
The before
yeah,
and the after.
Exactly. I'll let you know. Very true. So coming up is another focus on Farmington Coffee that is happening. Oh my goodness, it's like this week.
This week. On
Friday. The 15th of March,
that's
as you
right.
said.
I know, it's 15th of March.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yes, we're there. So these coffees are at 9 a.m. and they happen once a month, and they are just a great way to do some networking, but also they're really more of a community coffee.
Right.
So I don't want people to get scared off because it's at the New Mexico Workforce Connection, because even if you don't own a business or you don't have employees, this is more about meeting other people and finding out what's going on in the community than it is about necessarily the Workforce Connection.
True. So, and the locations bounce around every month,
yes,
which is the point to get us, the group that goes to these,
right,
out and about and discovering different areas in town.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people still think, well, maybe they know, but they drive by this building that's at it's the new Farmington Municipal Schools office. It's also one of the campuses for San Juan College, but some people still think of it as the ConocoPhillips building.
Right.
And if
on
30th people
Street.
Haven't been by, there used to be another building there, the Burlington, which
Two.
Is totally knocked down
yeah.
now. For a while, it looked like a tornado hit it, but it has been completely knocked down. And so there's a lot going on. And so again, this is a way to get people in to go, well, I didn't know San Juan College had offices here. I didn't know this is where Farmington Municipal Schools, and it's a beautiful building.
Right.
I've been in there
really
multiple times. But our friends over at the Workforce Connection are going to be doing this. And while it's not specifically just going to be talking about workforce stuff, you do have to have certain posters posted in your place of business.
That's true.
And we just came out of the legislative session, and some of the bills and legislation did not pass, but you still need to know what posters you are required by law to have in your offices. Even I, as the chamber, with right. just 2.5 employees and including myself, there's still posters I have to have up, and I need to know that I have the most up-to-date information. And so if you are a business owner and you plan on attending this coffee, this is a great time to go, what are the newest things I need to have posted so that you are making sure you're in compliance?
And some of that stuff is like the minimum wage stuff
yes.
and things that you're talking about like that, right?
Yes, exactly. And the healthy workplaces,
whatever, right?
All those things. Yeah. And that changes. And this is what they do. They keep up on all of that
mm-hmm.
so that you don't necessarily have to keep up on all of it. We encourage you to, but this is a great resource for you, and you can contact them, you can email them. They do a number of programs throughout the year where you can go, oh wow, this is really helpful. So that's where our coffee is. And again, it's going to be held in the building that is Farmington Municipal Schools and San Juan College at 30th Street, 30th and Butler. Is that what I am?
Not
no,
quite.
30th
it's,
and...
It's kind of between 30th and Main 30th and 30th and College.
Yeah, Butler's
basically.
Way over there. Sorry.
Right, but it's 3401 yeah. East 30th Street. If you're
yes.
putting it into your GPS,
it's on there. Yep.
You can't miss it. It's just up the hill from Si Senor.
Right,
if
just...
You
that's
do a food
right.
reference,
that's
now
right.
I know what we're talking about.
That's exactly right. So
yeah.
it's right there. As I said, it's known as the old ConocoPhillips building, but
right.
it is a beautiful building, and that's where we will be.
And
so,
Jamie is up for hours beforehand making all the coffee and
baking
all the bacon.
Oh, yeah, look at that picture, those croissants.
Right.
Yes, I'll be making those croissants.
Yes.
But the best way to get in is to kind of park around the back of the building and come across the ramp there, or the it's not a breezeway, but the passage in to mm-hmm. the next story. But we'll be finding you. There'll be signs. It,
yes.
Just come.
Lots of signs.
So, again,
it.
You can't miss it. No. And this is the perfect thing for new people that are new to our community to attend, because there's a lot of people there. And we have that conversation about, well, what are you interested in? Where did you come from? And it gives us that chance to say, well, did you know about the symphony? Did you know about the museum? Did you know about these classes? Did you know about Encore? Just all these things that sometimes when you're new to a community, it's hard to get up to speed with what's going on. And especially as we're heading into a very busy season, summer and fall.
Right.
There's a million events going on. So it's great for new people to realize, wow, I've really come to a community where there's a lot to do.
True.
So that's what these coffees are all about. And as you mentioned, we move them around every month. I already know where the April one is, but I'm not going to talk about it until after the March one is over. So
that makes
I'm
going
to keep it a big surprise.
In suspense, I understand.
That's
and
right.
that's by design. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And the idea, too, being I think we've already met some newcomers to the community. They're always very pleasant to introduce themselves and talk
right.
about kind of what brought them here or why they came back here, or maybe
right.
they moved away and they're coming back. But always kind of cool to hear their stories too of what
right.
what brings them to these events.
Right, and I have met several people that are brand new to the area and have come here for a variety of reasons. And so I always encourage you to, if you've lived here a long time, but you know somebody new, let's say you have somebody new
right.
who's working with you, just a brand new employee, or somebody new in your neighborhood you're just getting to know, or just bring them. Say, hey, you know what, there's a really neat coffee. And we're not going to ask you to sign up for anything. This is
true.
This is just a community-free coffee. It's not chamber-related necessarily, so we're not going to pressure you to join the chamber. We're not going to pressure you to do anything. We just want you to help, you know, help you feel connected to the community. So bring those people along and say, hey, let's just go grab a cup of coffee and see what this thing's all about. So
exactly.
Anyway, that is coming up on March 15th, which
okay.
is crazy.
Right. It'll be here before we know it.
That's right.
End of this week. So that is happening as
yes.
well. Then I know you are busy already working on another
yes.
big event, a
yep.
Save the Date event that's happening in June, right?
Right?
June 6th.
So this will be the 2024 Business to Business Expo. And last year we held this in conjunction with the Women's Summit. So the Women's Summit is now in its fifth year, I believe. And last year I thought, let's try out a Business to Business Expo and see what kind of interest. Well, we got a lot of interest. We had the lobby of the Civic Center, and we outgrew that. And I thought, okay, it's enough of a strong event. It can stand on its own. So we will be doing that on June 6th. It's a Thursday. And this is going to be really fun. It's going to start at 11, and we will have our businesses that are vendors set up. And this will be free and open to the public. It's at the Civic Center in the ballroom. And so
it's a lot more room, a lot more space.
Yeah. We actually have almost all the ballroom because there's another meeting going on. But that's okay. We have the majority of the ballroom, and we'll have the little foyer area too.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is for any business that wants to be doing business with either the public as a customer or other businesses. So let's say you're an accountant and you're looking for new clients. This is a great way for you to talk to a lot of other businesses, share your information, share your business card. So this is free and open to the public. Vendors do have, there is a vendor fee to participate, but it's very minimal. And then from 11 to about 4:30, this will be open. So people will come in, they will visit these different businesses. We will have some fun bingo think cards like you fill out and stamp, and then we'll give away prizes. And then it's going to be followed at 4:30 by a business after hours.
Oh,
so right there
convenient.
In that same spot, then we'll have Clancy's coming in with appetizers and a cash bar. We'll have some music. We'll have a business after hours happening. So even more opportunity for networking and sharing what you do. So I'm really excited about this because we are growing it, and it's going to become its own standalone event. And this is just one more of our efforts to try to really work within our mission of connecting commerce to community and connecting businesses, supporting businesses, and advocating for businesses in our community. So.
Right. And the business does not necessarily have to be a member of the chamber?
No, they don't. So the vendor fee will be higher if you are not a member of the chamber.
Sense.
Yeah. So if you're a member of the chamber, and again, I'm not putting the vendor fee out there yet because I'm still looking at all of the everything, but
you'll save some money if you're a chamber member.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up because we just did a report. We ran some numbers, which I had been thinking for a long time that the majority of our chamber members were employers with 10 and under employees.
Mm-hmm.
So we ran a report, and yes, we found out that was indeed true, that 65% of our chamber members are employers that have 10 and under employees, which I thought was probably a trend because so many of those big oil and gas companies that used to be here that had hundreds, if not thousands, of employees were chamber members. And that, of course, is a changing dynamic. And so we're seeing a lot more small businesses starting, more entrepreneurs. So if you're a business out there and you're like, well, I don't know about joining the chamber, and how expensive is it going to be? So if you're in that category of 10 and under, it's $275 for the year, for the entire year.
Right.
So if you do the math on that, that's not very much.
No.
A month. But that gets you that ribbon cutting where everybody comes into your business and finds out about, you know, what you are and what you do.
Right.
And that's through our Red Coat Ambassadors. Then you're listed in this business directory. And we get people calling and looking at that business directory all the time, looking for a roofer, looking for an electrician, looking for a florist. I will tell you that we have a new chamber member, the Exceptional Care Hospital, that's located. If you've been on Pinion, you've seen all the dirt work and everything going on.
Just across from the college.
That's right. And they're getting ready for their big groundbreaking event in April. And they reached out to me and said, I need a hotel, I need a florist, we need a balloon artist, we need caterers, we need rentals. So every referral I gave to her is a chamber member.
See?
And I said, here's a list of hotels, here's a list of florists, here's a list of caterers. And they were all chamber members because that's what we do.
Sure.
We support chamber members. I'm sure there's some great businesses out there that do those same things, but if they're not a chamber member, I probably don't know that. Or, you know, if you invest in the chamber, we're going to invest in you. That's
right.
What I always say.
They're not going to be your first choice to recommend to someone
who's
calling in, which makes sense. And,
yes.
You know, and again, it's a pretty affordable organization to be a part
right.
of, depending on the size of your business. And it doesn't mean that you would turn down a membership from one of those 1,000 employee businesses,
and
right?
We still get those. We still have those.
All right.
And
make sure.
We do, and we always welcome all of those businesses. We have the Walmart here, both Walmarts, actually. PESCO, which is one of our largest employers,
right.
They are, of course, a member of the chamber, one of our Chairman Circle members. San Juan College is a member of the chamber.
Right.
So, you know, it's more about, we understand that there's a there's a changing dynamic here, and we have more of those small businesses. So we're really trying to figure out what is our role in helping those small businesses. Mm-hmm. And our role there is trying to help them connect with their customers and clients, not in a marketing sense, but more of a, hey, this is what you do. And then we have another chamber member over here who's been looking for something, somebody like that. Let's connect the two of you. And what I love to see on Facebook, and I always share this, is when I see two chamber members working together. And I see that a lot, where we'll have one chamber member say, hey, we just did this with this other chamber member. And I love to post that, because it's two chamber members supporting each other, doing business with each other.
Right.
And that's kind of what the Business to Business Expo is about, is to make sure that these businesses connect with other businesses and hopefully grow and get new clients and customers.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
And I remember the remarks of your, I think, board chair, Vince Moffitt, at the annual chamber banquet,
that's right,
talking about supporting other, not just chamber members, I think that was part of it, but also local businesses,
yes,
as well, and how important it is to keep the dollars local,
yes,
and shopping locally and all those things. And if you can support another chamber member, all the better.
That's right.
But that was also part of his message, I think, to the gathered crowds at the that night of the banquet.
And we understand that some members or some businesses, especially new or smaller businesses, are they've got a list of things they're trying to do. And maybe right off the bat, joining the chamber isn't on that list, but it really should be, because this is the launch of your business and we're there to help you do that. So we're talking about these coffees and business after hours, and you're going to be much more connected into that community if you're a chamber member, if you're seeing our newsletter, if you're looking at our Facebook page, if you're coming to these events. Every month we do this connection, this Zoom room chamber connects. It's the third Wednesday of every month. It's an hour Zoom room. It's free. I only let chamber members in on it, but there's usually 15 to 16 people on that, on those Wednesday calls, and they're just doing business with each other. Hey, I need this. I'm looking for this. This is what I do. I need advice on this. And that is limited to chamber members, but that's a once a month free, great networking and connection and leads and referrals happening. And it's just part of the chamber membership, but
right.
I only send that link out to chamber members. I put a lot of stuff out there that is for anybody, but not that. That really is one of those chamber benefits that
right.
you get.
So. Well, I think a lot of times too, things are open to the public, but if you're a chamber member, you might get a discount, as we talked
yeah.
about, or you might get something
right.
other, you know, advance notice or what have you. There are
right.
definitely lots of benefits to being a chamber member, which is why KSJE is proud to be
right.
a chamber member.
I was going to say, you're a chamber
as well,
member.
So.
That's right. Well, and these kind of, in this community, I don't know what it's like in a large community of, you know, millions or, you know, hundreds of thousands. I know they have chambers. They have multiple chambers in places
right.
like Denver. I have a friend who runs the chamber in Houston, but not the entire. They have all these little chambers
sure.
for these different areas of these big cities. And I don't know how they do it. I mean, I'm sure they do it in their way and it's super successful. But I love being the chamber director in this community of 45,000 with also Aztec and Kirtland and Bloomfield. When Aztec has something going on and I see it, I share it. We want all of our, you know, businesses in this whole region to be successful. But I love the close-knit connections and conversations that we can do right here in our own community. And I wanted to mention a fun thing. You mentioned the banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber banquet, which was back in February.
Right.
Oh my goodness, all that time ago already.
Right.
Seems like it just happened yesterday. But we did a fun thing at the chamber banquet. We had the Junior Civitan Helpful Heroes. They're a volunteer organization mm-hmm. that has volunteered for a number of events that I've had over the years. And we had some fun door prizes the night of the chamber banquet. We had a beautiful necklace that was donated by JA Jewelers. We had a great Yeti cooler that was donated by Patrick and Rita Manchester. So right on the spot, spontaneous, had given it no thought. I thought it would be fun to raise some money for these Junior Civitans. So I just on the mic said, hey, if you want to, I'll donate $100. If you want to donate $100, you get extra tickets for the raffle. We raised $2,100 to donate
wow.
to that group, to that volunteer organization of
yeah.
young people that do such a great job volunteering and are learning about the importance of volunteering in their community. So we were able to present a check to them for $2,100. And that's because we live in a community like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great. I loved it. It was super fun. fun. It was a little unorganized because, again, just coming up with these things. Well, I probably should think about these things ahead of time a little bit more, but it worked out.
That's the meaning of the word spontaneous,
yes,
right?
Spontaneous.
I mean, it just popped into your head and did it, and the community answered the call like they do time and time again.
Time and time again. So, you know, those are the things when I see our community out there supporting and being there and showing up, whether it's a walk or your not walk event, whatever.
Or zero-mile fun run.
Zero-mile fun run.
Is that what you're referring to? Yes,
yes.
That's right. You can sign up right now.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, we just finished with the Mayor's Ball this last weekend, and that's a hugely popular and, you know, event that we all look forward to every year. Yeah, there's just so much that goes on, and people just continue to support and show up for this community. And I love that, and I love being part of that.
Very true. So. I think that's true. And I think when you say, you know, you talk about the chambers or larger communities, I think they kind of just gravitate to their neighborhoods or things like that, or the west side or east side or north side or whatever you are.
Right.
And you see some of that. But, I mean, here, you know, I think Farmington is still small enough to be one thing, one community, even San Juan County. And because of our geographic location, I think we've come to rely on each other more than outsiders or the next town over or what have you. We kind of do our own thing and support each other.
That's right.
In a lot of ways.
And we want everybody, we want every business to be successful. Of course, we know that that's a difficult thing. Starting a new business, you have risk. There's a lot of things that you need to know. And that's why we partner every month with the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, also located on the campus of San Juan College. And we do these workshops every month. We just had one on Growing Your Business Summit. There's one coming up with the IRS. And this isn't the IRS on your personal taxes. This is the IRS with your business. And we'll have some information coming about that. We don't have it up yet. These are free. These are open to any businesses. We want you to be successful. So we are trying to help connect you with these resources so that you can think, okay, I know I need to get this done. And now I know somebody who can help me with that. And I'm not overwhelmed by this particular matter, whatever it is. So that's part, again, of being a chamber member and why it's important. So and we also collaborate with the Durango Chamber and a lot of the other chambers. I'm in very close contact every month with the New Mexico Chamber of Commerce. Jack Llewellyn runs the Durango Chamber, and Jack and I communicate all the time and talk and do fun little projects together. So we don't just think about it as the Farmington Chamber. We are connecting and collaborating with chambers all over the place in the state. So if they're doing something or if they have information to share that could be helpful to us, then we can have that conversation, and then we can share that with our members and let them know what's going on.
Right. So. Right. Very true. Very true. My guest this morning, Jamie Church, is here. She is, of course, the president and CEO of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Always has a bunch of things happening and a lot of things up her sleeve that she may or may not tell us about. Probably the April focus on Farmington coffee is going to be a secret. But some other things that are happening. You mentioned the busy season, of course, that comes up, and we can think about that with Riverfest and all the college graduations and high school graduations. She'll be here in May before we know it. I mean, here we are mid-March. So it's moving forward.
Well, it is. And there's something new coming along every month when I look at the schedule of things that you have posted and the guests you have. And I'm like, well, that's a neat thing. You know, so there's a lot of great stuff. As we head into the fall, that's when things really pick up for us. We have our Chili and Oktoberfest, which is coming up on October 5th. And we are making some fun changes to that, too, which I'm not going to talk about either.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our Women's Summit.
But there'll still be chili.
There will still be chili.
Okay, good. Don't change that. Good.
I'm not going to change that, but there's some changes.
So, all right. And the Women's Summit?
The Women's Summit, which is coming up right after the presidential election. I mean, right after. The presidential election is Tuesday, and the Women's Summit then is the Wednesday and Thursday.
With
the VIP reception on the Wednesday evening and then the full-day summit. And we have not started selling tickets yet because I'm still coordinating with our keynote speaker and getting some of that set. I do want to mention, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and mention the energy conference, the Four Corners Energy Conference is coming up in May. That is this May. And then we have our Tees and Tunes event, which is our golf tournament. And I'm really excited to share that we are partnering with the Young Professionals Network, which is a great group of professionals within the real estate market or real estate field, mm-hmm. and they are partnering with us on the Tees and Tunes golf tournament. So we're still going to have the toilet bowl hole, but we are going to have a whole group. Okay. But because of that, we are going to, that golf tournament is going to fill up very quickly as well.
Right,
so that
true.
Is July 12th, and we are getting that information ready to go out. So it's, there's just a lot happening, and we have a whole year full of activities, and they're all going to be great.
Awesome.
And some other fun announcements too that I'm not going to say right now.
Okay. But that means you're booked again for next month, as you always
yes,
are.
So. Yes. Hopefully I'll have some more information about the Tees and Tunes, can share who our band is going to be, all the things on that. But that's another very popular event.
You bet. Very true. And another reason why, if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you get the notice about these things yep. before everybody else.
That's right. And sometimes
even before the radio show.
That's right.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and most of these things do sell out. And mm-hmm. so when you're a Chamber member, you're just going to get preference on that. So we, you know, we try to make sure everybody's happy, but sometimes we are limited on our space, our venue space, our golf carts. And so we, you know, there has to be a limit on these things.
Right. That's
yeah.
true. But nice problem to have when
yeah,
you sell
is.
Out an event.
Yes,
so
that's great.
That happens a lot for the Chamber.
It does happen a lot.
So congratulations.
Thanks to you helping us to share the
well,
word.
Well, we're happy
on these
to
things.
Do it. That's
I mean,
true. And you showing up every month, you yes. know, even when you just get off the highway and you,
drive
over, and you
yeah.
drive over here
you
to get on the show.
I look too. One more thing, if I have a minute.
You do.
I want to share the Leadership San Juan application process.
Oh, yeah.
I am in Leadership San Juan this year. This is the class I'll be graduating in 2024. And
is it the best class
it
ever?
It is the best
Are
class
you sure?
ever. I'm sure.
Okay.
So the Leadership San Juan program, I'm not going to get into it in too much in detail here, but it really is a great way if you are working within San Juan County and you want to find out more about these sort of different sectors where, you know, we just did Media, Arts, and Culture Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which you were very much a part of. We've also done government, and we've had
healthcare and education,
all of these things that you learn so much.
And it's the, pardon me for interrupting,
you're right.
I just wanted to say, it's a lot of big picture stuff, too.
It is.
It's not like this is happening next week, this is happening this month.
No,
but it's kind of big picture and trends and,
right.
and those types of things. And
right.
now I'll be quiet.
Absolutely.
So
no,
continue.
You've been more involved in Leadership San Juan than I have, but the applications, I noticed they've put out that they're looking for applications. And the one thing that really surprised me, and I'll be honest about this, is I thought I'm going to know everybody in that because I've lived here a long time.
Right.
And my husband, Darren, went through Leadership San Juan years ago. So I've been attending the socials. I've been around, you know, I've worked in a number of places with a number of jobs and places here. Yeah. I didn't know. I only knew about, of the 32 people in this class, I only knew four.
Wow.
Which really surprised me.
Right.
And it was so refreshing and nice to be like, I'm going to meet this whole new group of people in a lot of different sectors and learn what they do and where they work. And you break in, you know, you have a project and you really, you know, that was so great to really have all these people I had never met before, and getting to know them better has been the best part of it for me.
Right.
I mean,
and
I've
new,
learned a lot, but that's been great.
And new connections.
New
networking opportunities,
yep.
all those things.
Yes.
Because the classes are really designed to be kind of multifaceted, people from different backgrounds, different organizations all
yes.
coming together to make up this very diverse class.
That's right. And if you're not sure if you can be part of Leadership San Juan, I'm sure you can, but there is an application process. And mm-hmm. I know that it's been on Facebook. You can always contact me at the Chamber and I'll connect you with the people that run Leadership San Juan and we'll get you, an application. But it is a great way to connect with what's happening in the entire county. And you're absolutely right, a big picture. So you really understand all these sectors and how things work. And
right.
so would highly encourage it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's a little plug. For Leadership
and I was just like you, as a reporter in this community for 17 years, thinking mm-hmm. I knew everything and everybody,
yep. Yep.
and then showing up, class of 2008, also best class ever.
I'm sure.
And, but learning about, a lot of these big picture things, where we've been, where we're going, what are the impacts to some of these things.
Right.
Really eye-opening.
Yes.
And a lot of things. And so basically it is a, one day a month. From about September through April,
right,
and then you have your graduation.
Yep.
But that's the commitment
yes.
that you're asked to make,
and you have a project, and you're
yeah.
working with the project
right.
group.
True.
And my project group did a really neat thing out of Shiprock High School. So we built a hoop house, which is like a greenhouse for the FFA program at Shiprock High School. And so we worked together to get the materials and get them out there and get this done and work together. And so it's great. And
they'll be able to use that now for hopefully years on end.
Oh, they will. And the students will continue to maintain it. And so that was our project. And there were some other, you know, great projects. And again, the learning more about what's going on in our community, and negatives and positives. I mean, there's challenges. And so how do we take this information and try to better our community is kind of what I've been getting out of it. But again, meeting these new people has been great.
Right. So. Very true. Thanks for the plug. I think that's a wonderful program and encourage everyone to check it out. But in the meantime, you can check out the Focus on Farmington Coffee this Friday at 9 a.m. It is at 3401 East 30th, which is the new location, not really that new anymore, but it's the district office for Farmington Schools.
Right.
And also San Juan College has a couple floors in that building, and also, obviously, the New Mexico Workforce Connection Center, who's also hosting this event with the Farmington Chamber.
Yes. So if you are a business owner, highly encourage you to come. You'll get great information. If you are not a business owner, but you just want to connect with what's going on, I highly encourage you to come as well. It's free coffee. You can't beat that.
That's right. That's very true. Very true. My guest this morning, Road Warrior Jamie Church, here with me this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you. My guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.